Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. The following is the BOGP open line, or as we call it, you, me, and Scotty G, that was recorded on Sunday night, April 18th, 2021. This show goes kind of all over the place. We talked about Disneyland and offsite hotels out at Disneyland. We had a caller call in and talk about his experience getting a Disneyland theme park reservation this past week. Those things were like getting a golden ticket. He's headed to Disneyland on April 30th, so just a few days from now. We just have great conversations about Walt Disney World, the 50th, when we think fireworks might come back, about capacity issues. Hey, you're in for a fun hour of Disney talk. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. The easiest way and the best way to support the show is to book your next Disney vacation with the great folks over at the Magic for Less. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, when you shop online, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a huge shout out to our patrons. Thank you so much for your support. You're allowing us to put out 4 shows a week here on the feed. Plus, you get the live show every Sunday night, and our patrons get one extra show called Mike in the Midwest. If you want more information on our patron program, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Well, hey, everybody. Happy Sunday night or happy Thursday if you're checking out the show here on the feed. You are tuned into the BOGP open line _ you, me, and Scotty G. We're going to be talking live for the next hour, taking your calls at 407-413-9395. Again, that's 407-413-9395. But for all those people that are live here on Facebook and YouTube with us, hope you're having a great into your weekend. Hope it was a good one, and hope you had some warm weather, because here in the Midwest, and I'm sure up Scotty G's way as well, this coming week, we're going to get apparently the four-letter word, snow, Wednesday. Tuesday night into Wednesday, we're getting snow. That's ridiculous. It's been 82 already here. And anyway, hope you had a good weekend, and we're going to be talking Disney. Not a whole lot of news this week, but we'll jump into it here in a second. So let's get your friend of mine introduced. He's up in the mitten, up in Lansing. Hashtag Scotty G. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me again for another one of these epic Sunday nights. You're absolutely right, though. The weather has been pretty good. Like, I was just commenting to my family today, actually, like, because the trees in our neighborhood are, like, budding. Mm-hmm. And, like it seems like it's really early for where we live to be budding this early. But, like, I mean, they're, like, full bloom. It's pretty awesome. Because the weather has just been great the last 3 weeks. But I have a golf tee time on Tuesday after work, and it's supposed to be snowing. So we'll see what happens there.
It's ridiculous. I know. I mean, if you've seen my like running pictures, I always try to take a picture with this time of year. I try to find like the, you know, the most colorful tree. that's where I stop. I'm like, I'm stopping at that purple tree. Oh, I'm stopping at that white tree. You know, and I don't know what kind of trees they are, but it's like same thing. You know, they're going to be goners here if it really does. Because they're saying, because of, you know, how it's going to be, like, it's going to be wet, heavy snow, not long, and it probably won't stick around because it's going to be 60 the next day.
Yeah,
but exactly. It'll take all those buds down, which is a bummer.
So, serious bummer. Yes. But I can't complain, though, man, because it's been a heck of an April weather-wise, where Tigers, I mean, the Tigers opening day was snowing. I don't know if you saw that Homer.
Oh, dude, Miggy, that was sweet in slow motion. That was awesome.
Yeah, but then, like, we normally would have had, like, 4 games, like, postponed by now due to snow. So it's, knock on wood, it's been pretty good here in Michigan.
All right, so we are going to, I went over to themouseforless.com, and I guess Ricky is taking a hiatus, or she's taking a weekend off or something, because there's no news stories over there. But I'm sure she's going to be writing them all tonight, so check that out as soon as you can. But I'm just went on to Google, and I got some headlines, and I'm going to read the headline and get some feedback from Scott, and then it'll be your turn to call in and tell us what you think. So I found a story that said the People Mover on track to open May 1st. So in 2 weeks, what do you think? Is it going to open May 1st?
I think it will, because of your arrival, right? Like, it's opening for you, Mike. I saw the headline, and I thought the same thing. Like, man, Mike's going to get the first shot at the People Mover. So I think it will open.
Yeah, Mallory and I have Magic Kingdom theme park reservations on the 4th and 5th.
Yeah.
And so,
it's going to open for you. I mean, obviously I don't have any inside information. This is just me giving a funny answer, but I think they're just waiting for you and Mallory to show up basically.
And Mallory and I both have hoppers, so we could hop maybe, cause Pam goes home Monday afternoon. So we could hop maybe Monday night and see, we'll see. If you see me chilling on the people mover, what's up? That'll be fun. I miss it. Okay. Another story, removal of hand washing stations and other changes seen in the Disney park. So they are kind of, things look like, I mean, it's very slow. And I saw another story talking about how on Pirates now they're seating 3 parties per boat. So here's what I'm guessing. And I've seen rumors of this in some blogs and so forth over the past like 72 hours that a lot of cast members are getting the recall. Now they're not back at work yet. I don't think they have to go through traditions or anything like that a second time, but I think they kind of have to go through a training for the current times, right? For COVID.
Got to knock off some of the rust.
Right. So what I'm guessing is that it's the middle of April right now, June 1st, most of the schools on the East Coast get out mid-June, here where I live, we get out like the, before Memorial Day, same in the South. Are we gearing up for another increase in capacity and getting things a step closer to normal, like come June 1st?
I think we are, because I don't know if this is one of your headlines, but I saw throughout the week, like theme park reservations were like fully booked for like non-resort guests or maybe even resort guests for a lot of the dates in June and early July. And then I saw like a couple of days later that, hey, they're open again. Right. So maybe they are. Maybe they just haven't made that announcement yet about park capacity because they want to do some retraining or they have to do some other odds and ends, but I think it is coming based on those kind of trends there.
So let's talk about this. Disneyland, they have gone to the theme park reservation system, of course, 2 parks. At first, Grand Californian is the only of the 3 on-site hotels that will be open. Folks waited. I saw reported. Now, again, this is Diz Twitter, right? But I did see it like in the Orlando Sentinel and other newspapers. Up to 28 hours to secure a theme park reservation / tickets to get the whole thing locked in. And I did see people that saw Stitch after like 14 hours. And trust me, I've been there. And I know that you probably still have a Band-Aid on your forehead from slamming it into the wall. But I mean, what were your thoughts on that? Because I knew you knew this was going to happen, right? Because I mean, Walt Disney World has these issues, and Disneyland, it's more intense, I would think.
Yeah, it's more intense, and it's been closed for a really long time, Mike. So people want to get there. Like, maybe some people from that are normally Disneyland people have traveled to Florida. Highly doubted during the pandemic, but maybe some have, But, they're itching to get back in there. But, like, 28 hours, oh, my gosh. Like, I don't know, man. And if Stitch ate my page, like, boom. I'm not one to, like, get mad or, like, call someone or call guest services. But I might have to in that case. Just to let out some frustration, that's crazy.
Yeah. I've only done that a couple times. And I know it's not you, but I am just somebody has to hear this.
I was with you once, I think, maybe. It was when your luggage didn't get moved.
I'm like, I know you're not in charge of this, but you just have to relay this to somebody. And I don't even care if you don't relay it. Just tell me you will, and we'll all be good. And I think we've all been there, right?
To go back to the hand washing station. So I saw that earlier this week too. And like, I don't know, like I'm kind of excited about the removal. I mean, I loved them being there though. Like I love being able to wash my hands. I was washing my hands constantly, basically. But there's so many restrooms that you can go to and wash your hands. And like, they just seem kind of, I don't know. They just didn't really fit with a theme, right. of a Disney park. So I wouldn't mind those being removed, but I loved the idea of being able to just go just about anywhere and washing your hands. So that was really nice.
So how about this? Okay. So we're hearing rumors, and I don't know if this has been confirmed, but I've seen it more than one place. There's going to be obviously the Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel that's going to have where people stay for, they're saying probably 2 nights, 3 days, kind of an all-inclusive, like a cruise experience. And then you will be shuttled into Galaxy's Edge for missions and experiences and doing the attractions and so forth. Apparently, they're going to have a female Captain Rex droid that takes you back and forth, like does some kind of a shuttle or intergalactic tram, I'm sure. But I mean, what about that? That's a pretty sweet little idea.
Dude, that sounds terrific. I missed this one. So this is breaking news to me, but like, that sounds terrific. Like, I just want to get some pricing out there so I know like how many years I need to save to be able to have this experience. But that sounds pretty awesome to me. Like that little that little tour guide that you were just explaining with Rex. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, because they have to come up with some way to make it where it doesn't break story. And that's a good way to make it a familiar character, right? You got Rex. I mean, if you're going to be staying at Galactic Star Cruiser, you obviously know about Captain Rex from the original Star Tours. And is he still not this? Is he now? Is it still Rex that's the DJ in
I think so.
Ogas, or is it like a different? I think it is.
I'm worried I would lose like my Disney card here, I believe so.
I just love when he goes like this when the music's playing. He's like, he's up there DJing. That place is, I love Ogas. But yeah, I mean, it makes sense because, I mean, I guess droids really don't have genders, but hey, why not have a female Captain Rex?
I like it.
I don't know. It's crazy. But yeah, it's cool. I mean, because that way, who knows? It's fine. It'll just probably be a different color. Like, I mean, everybody loved R2-D2 in episode 4, and then, you know, throughout the series of the movies, the 9 major movies, you had like a red R2-D2, or, you know, did that mean it was a girl? I don't know.
I don't know the gender on androids.
And Chris says it is the old Captain Rex is the DJ at Ogas. So I don't even know what that means. I mean, the old one, I mean, is not the same one? I don't know. We'll have to see.
I don't know.
All right, anyway, so let's open the phone lines and let's take your calls at 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Yes, John says Rex is still spinning the tunes over at Ogas. He's got good taste.
Mike, I know we both just had dinner, so where would you go for dessert right now? Think about it.
Okay,
you
so...
give me a, where would you go for dessert right now?
I got to throw this out there because, speaking of dessert, two of our listeners saved me. I got to pull it up here. Hang on. Let me look on my timeline here real quick. Because I have been looking for a Beaches and Cream ADR because Mallory throws on me at the last minute. She wants one of those shakes that have like the cupcakes top, like the ones you get over at Twosome's, right? And so I found out from, trying to find it. Let's get past all the baseball talk.
You find that you can get that shake somewhere else?
Yes. Is that what you're saying? Yes, without an ADR. You can get it at Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, yeah. Right next to, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So I'm gonna do that. I can't find it. I'll put it out on Twitter again though, because it was pretty sweet. Two people.
So what's your plan? You're gonna leave like Epcot and walk over, or take a Skyliner kind of over to International Gateway?
Probably. I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead. I'm just glad I can actually access it.
It's hard to plan like that, right?
I'm totally
You're going to do it on Tuesday at 12:35.
I haven't thought that far ahead.
I just
picked up two lines at the same time, and I think I hung up on both. Wait, no, I think we got one person. Hey, who's there?
I'm here. Gotta love live radio.
This is Chris from Tampa.
Hey, Chris, what's going on? Sorry about that, man. I had the trigger finger going, and the lines were flashing, and I'm not grid. This is what you get for free. What's going on?
Not too much. Just distracting myself from the Dodgers game right now.
Oh, what happened? They were up 2-1 when I came downstairs.
I know. Now they're down 3 runs. So,
oof. Well, I mean,
not good.
I mean, you got to give them.
I mean, they only have like 2 losses.
That's what I'm saying. You got to give the Padres a little. Come on now. I got to watch what I say about the Padres. I had a Padres super fan get on me last night.
We'll
I apologize. Yeah. So anyway, I got to stop talking baseball. I lose followers. So what's going on?
Yeah. Not too much. But thought I'd comment on. I'm one of probably the few people that got some Disneyland reservations with low hourly wait.
Wow. Okay. So, tell us what the experience was like. I mean, was it smooth for you? I mean, how did it go?
I think it was smoother than the Disney World reservations that I think you went through that first day. I went through that first day. I think that was the most painful I've had with Disney, I will say. So Disneyland was a lot smoother than that. Yeah.
So maybe they learned some things from the first launch, right?
What's that?
Maybe they learned some things, right, when they first launched it for World. For you, maybe not for like those people that had the 28-hour waits, but that's really awesome to hear.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to think that they learned some stuff. I mean, I totally anticipated, I think like you guys are saying, like, you got to anticipate that there's going to be some kind of wait, you know, and it's going to take a long time, but, you know, you'll get through that kind of thing. So, yeah. But yeah, there's a wait.
See, if I was some kind of an artist, I would do kind of a rendering of like the 5 stages of Disney fan trying to secure either like a coveted ADR, a theme park reservation, you know, like a maiden voyage on a Disney cruise, something like that. Because here's the thing, because I've been through many of these for guests working as a travel agent and for myself before that. And it's like, so you start to second guess yourself, right? You're like, do I hang in here? Like, am I on a, because this happened to me 2 weeks, this was right. last week. I was working with Adventures by Disney. I held on the line 5.5 hours, okay? And I'm like, okay, it's the launch day, right? And I'm here for a couple guests, need to find out about this adventure. You can't do anything with Adventures by Disney online. You got to call it in. So I'm like, whatever, it's high demand. After like, so I got on like at breakfast. After lunch, I had taken the dog for a walk even. I'm like, I'm going to try on Skype. I'm just going to, you know what, just get a second line. That lady answered the phone in 2 minutes on Skype. I was like, what? See, I mean, so now like my psyche is destroyed. Like anytime I get a long hold, I'll be like, I wonder if I am on a hold to nowhere, you know, because it was ridiculous. Because like, when she answered, I almost had a heart attack. And I think that we've all experienced that, right? You want to hang in there. It's probably high demand. But then you start like, am I? Because I don't know where my phone. I mean, it was playing the hold music and telling me, you know, your call is valuable to us. You know, we can't wait to go on an adventure with your guests.
Yes.
Oh, craziness. We're nuts as Disney fans half the
time.
Well,
and that was me for Disney World with those park reservations on that first day that those were available. I was listening. I memorized the hold music.
For real.
And yes. It became like, yeah. And then I'm sure this has probably happened to you. And I think all of us who had you as a travel agent, I mean, thank you for your dedication on those phone lines because, yeah, just suddenly it just can cut off and, you got to wonder, okay, did they close? Did they cut me off? Like, what happened if the music's down? You know, what is going on? And that kind of happened to me. So I could just imagine for you.
It's just
how
not
often
good.
That happens.
It makes me nervous because, like, you know, it's not for me, right? I'm doing it for guests that are trusting me, and that's a frustration. But mm-hmm. it is. And you mentioned like the hold music. I know Adventures by Disney plays the International Gateway Loop. Okay, so that's their hold music. And so I know like the first little piece is from France. And then when it ends, there's like a pause and you get excited. I do. I'm an idiot. I get excited every time. Like there's no music. Okay. They're answering. And then all of a sudden that flute comes in from Japan. I'm like, oh, that gets me every time. I'm like, it's brutal. Anyway.
Oh, I hear you. Yep.
Hey, Chris, I appreciate it. I'm glad you got that. So you have to let us know how Disneyland is. Cause you're going to be one of the first in, it sounds like.
Yeah, actually managed to get April 30th. So
oh, yes.
I totally will be.
God, that's going to be surreal. That'll be so crazy. Now, Scott, what would you do if you got on April 30th? Like, where it's been closed for all this time. Scott, where would you head? And then we'll ask Chris.
I don't know, man. I would just be soaking in the weather, you know, like, or I mean the atmosphere, like finding a park bench, you know, getting some beignets. Like, I don't know. Like, it would be an awesome moment. Obviously I would do some attractions like pirates and things like that. Pirates would probably be like my go-to because I just love pirates out in Disneyland, but just soaking in the atmosphere will be my biggest thing for sure.
What's your plan?
I mean, I keep thinking I'm going to run to pirates because that's just one of my all-time favorite rides. But I mean, I think it's the same thing like Scotty G was just saying. I have a feeling I'm just going to be like standing on Main Street and like looking around, you know, not running at all. So, but
there's going to be a lot of people taking selfies on Main Street, like right as it opens.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine? That's going to be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was there. That's going to be nuts.
Hey, if they're all doing selfies, I'm just going to run to, which, you know.
That's right.
Smugglers Run or something. I mean, yeah.
Seriously, I'm like, dude, everything looks the same 2 hours from now. You won't be able to tell. I'm going to go ride some rides.
Yeah.
Nothing's changing. Those buildings have been here for 60 years.
Just awesome. Post a selfie from like a couple of years ago.
Exactly.
Like, yeah,
no,
I'm here.
Exactly. That's right. Well, hey, Chris, thanks for calling in. Give us feedback, and we appreciate it. You have a good Sunday night.
Yes. Thank you so much for taking my call.
All righty. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. That lucky guy, man. That's awesome. I'm happy for him.
It's like hitting the jackpot, right?
Yeah.
Let me see here.
I want to go to Disneyland.
I know, seriously. But yeah, I saw 20. I don't know who hangs in there for 28 hours. Dude, no way. No way.
No.
I don't hang in there for that long. All right, let's get this call in.
No, seriously. But yeah, I saw 20.
All right, we have our next call. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, Mike. This is Margie. How are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm doing great, Margie. Say hi to Scott.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing well today, Margie. How about yourself?
Okay.
Did you have a good birthday? I know your birthday was last week.
Yeah, we went to the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, nice. Now here,
I love that place.
Okay, here's the problem.
Go ahead.
So Cheesecake Factory has a menu that's like the size of a phone book. So what did you finally decide to get at the Cheesecake Factory for your birthday?
Salmon with garlic mashed potatoes.
Ooh, nice call.
Yeah. And broccoli I had.
Okay. I would have left the broccoli out myself, but hey, it was your birthday. Celebrate.
So how have you been?
I'm hanging in there. It's fine. We're doing well. Yep. Hey, I'm going to ask people this tonight. What if you could stay at any hotel tonight? Say Disney called you. Hey, Margie, it's your birthday. We're going to zoop you down here in 5 minutes. We got some special way to travel. Where would you stay tonight if you got to pick any of the Disney hotels?
Could not know.
Very
could
nice.
Could not know.
Yes.
I love that hotel.
2 weeks from tonight, I'll be sleeping there. Yes, you made the right call. Two weeks.
Really?
I'm so excited. Yes.
Put me in your suitcase so I can go with you.
I don't know. I think they would bust us, probably. I don't think it would work.
I think so.
But next time. Next time.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, Margie, well, good talking to you, and you have a good week. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Talk to you soon, my friend.
See you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Mike, you talk about like the phone book menu. Isn't that like the same menu as Paradise 37?
Dude, I'm hoping. Yeah, it does look crazy online. I'm saying I might have, but like if they have fajitas, I'll probably get fajitas.
I've never seen anyone more pumped about some parody. So
I love it because here's the deal: if I fall in love with it, like I think I will, I can always get an ADR. Like there's an ADR for every time of the day. Still, right now, even. Okay, Alfred's on the line. Alfred, go get a drink. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
You could tell. I have something caught in my throat.
hang on a second. I just put on my mask so you don't get me.
Yeah, right? No. I drank my water too fast.
Well,
and
happen.
It went down the wrong pipe.
In 6 days, I'll be good to go. I'll be set. I'm like halfway home.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm going to answer your question, which hotel I would stay in. It's a very easy one. Riviera.
That's a good call too.
Yeah. It's the only one right now.
Well, so so while we have you here and Scott here, both of you have stayed at the Riviera. I just crashed. Okay. I don't consider myself that I've stayed at the Riviera. I consider that I crashed at a friend's pull-out couch.
Yeah.
But if somebody asked me, I'm
fancy
like,
pull-out couch.
Oh, yeah, dude, it was the fanciest crashing couch I've ever seen. But here's the deal.
Yeah,
okay,
I think so.
I talked about this on a show the other day. Like, we're flying down on a week from Thursday. Mm-hmm. We get in about 5:30. We land about 5:10 or so. We're staying at the Hilton, Disney Springs. A friend had an ADR for Topolino's Terrace for four people. It was for herself and her husband and her two kids. She said, we're not going to let our kids come. We're going to let Mike and Pam come. So it was going to be like an adult's meal. And then Pam said, Pam said, I don't think you're going to like that one. She didn't like that ADR. And so another listener emailed me today, one of my guests at the Magic for Less, and said they were in the same situation with Cheer. They went down, it was Dance actually. They went down, they landed, they had a late ADR at Topolino's. They were exhausted. What they finally did was they canceled it. They ate the cancellation penalty. They went down to they went to Bar Riva. And ordered food from Bar Riva, which I'm guessing it's probably from Primo Piatto. I'm guessing.
I don't think they have much food there, to be honest.
Yeah, I think they just get it from Primo Piatto. I'm guessing because they probably share a kitchen. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But they said that, they had great burgers, fries, and they were eating outside, and they were tired, so it was like it wasn't so fancy. So I'm thinking about doing that.
So I need to have a conversation with my good friend Pam.
No.
She says don't do it.
No. You got Topolino's is the best.
It's the best for certain people. Like, okay, here's Scott.
This
and I
is why
like,
I'm surprised Pam said this, man, because like Pam has really similar taste to the gardeners.
She does.
I'm really thrown off by her. Like, down. She must have just had like a really bad experience recently or something.
The thing she said was that it was the limited menu. I think that got her. And for me too, my wife and I are not fancy food people, right? We're more burgers and fries people than like we don't want filet mignon. Mm-hmm. We don't want. I mean, but I do want to go up there and see everything from up top. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want the experience, yeah. But I'm not necessarily like the foodie type. So I'm kind of torn up. And here's the other deal. Dude, I'll be a mess if I wait till 8 o'clock to eat dinner. I eat dinner at like 4 o'clock. I'll be like chewing on my arm. I'll have to have a snack, I guess.
Just have a snack. And then you and Pam like split like a filet and a couple sides. You get the ricotta appetizer.
Yeah.
There's so many like, or. The last time we went, we got this like rigatoni dish and they split in the kitchen four ways for us to kind of do it like as an appetizer. Mm-hmm. Like you can do some smaller dishes and be, and
yeah. Or
and just to go out to that lounge out there alone will be worth it. The photos you'll get from the lounge are mm-hmm. awesome.
Okay.
And that'll be around sunset. Amazing. That time of year, I feel like.
Yeah. Oh. All right.
I went up on that lounge in the morning and it was amazing. I can imagine at night.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, here, okay. There's going to be three. Here's what's going to happen. We have three options. You have to watch because, you know, I post everything. We'll either make it mm-hmm. to Topolino's. We'll almost make it to Topolino's and end up at Bar Riva and have burgers and fries outside. Okay. Or you'll see us uh-huh. at Chicken Guy because I just walked across the street to go grab some chicken nuggets at Chicken Guy because I'm too tired.
Oh, my God.
So I'm actually going to book a flight now and just like be in your place and like I'll take Mike's spot.
Okay, yeah. I'm out. Diane in the live chat to say get the snails.
I'm coming with you.
Nope, not getting snails.
It'll be me and Scott.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, her name's Marla. Yeah. So just meet Marla at 8 o'clock.
I met a listener, good friend of the show. His name's Scott. We're there on Elizabeth's birthday and he came up to me. We took a photo together, and we both agreed this is like the best filet we've ever had in our life.
I remember you saying that. That was awesome. Yep. Anyway, so what? Sorry to hijack that, Alfred. What do you got going on? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I heard someone say they think Harmonious is going to open in the summer.
It will.
I totally disagree. Totally. There might be a soft open here and there, but you're not going to get anything in complete form until October 1st.
Here's what
you're
going to
keep saying that.
Okay. You're going to get here. You really want the scoop? Because here's what's going to happen. You're going to mm-hmm. get Fantasmic at the studios this summer. And you're going to get Harmonious. And you're going to get Harmonious at Epcot this summer. Watch.
No.
Okay.
They're going to do one first. Then the next.
And then there's going to be the Scotty G dancing show at Animal Kingdom.
Yes. Now I would stay for that. I'd do extra magic hours.
Instead of Rivers of Light, like I'm going to go out on stage and like do this crazy like dance with like flames and stuff.
Right. Did you
Here's
ever...
the thing.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to say this before we go further in. Fantasy Festival of the Lion King is opening in the summer. I predict, like you said, Fantasmic will open in the summer. What do those two things have alike? They have benches to sit on.
Right.
So cast members can socially distance people as they're coming in. Can't do that at the World Showcase.
But you have
big.
Probably 20 times more space around World Showcase Lagoon to do it. Because the thing is, they have the capacity. You know, coming in the gates.
Yes, I agree.
And the same thing happens with the cavalcade.
The problem
like, they
is
can social
people,
distance the cavalcades.
Yeah. Well, that's it. People are stupid and they still bunch up.
They will. I mean, I don't doubt that they will. But the thing is, as far as I know, and just like with Illuminations, like there wasn't a perfect spot. Now, if you got and watched Illuminations, one of the media events, mm-hmm. they gave us like, you know, they had rope. Well, they did this for the Fast Pass, right? With Illuminations, where you could see like where you're just dead on looking into America. I mean, that was awesome, right? But
right.
I watched Fantasmic from any. I've seen it in Canada, in Norway, in Japan. I watched it, and it was awesome anywhere. And I think Harmonious is going to be the same way. So there's not really a huge incentive to kind of jockey for that like A1 spot, mm-hmm. unless you're like a blogger or something. Yeah. But I think it'll be fine. I mean, and the thing is, the show's not that long, and you're outside. There's not a. I know you don't want people on top of each other, but they say like 15 minutes. The show's going to be less than 15 minutes, and
really? That's short.
I would imagine it'll probably be like between 10 and 12. I would think that's about what Illuminations was.
Yeah, I go.
No, Illuminations was longer. I thought.
Yeah, maybe.
Wasn't it?
It could have been. Yeah. But I'm just saying, it's not super long. Like, you're not having people in like a. In like a you know, movie theater for 2 hours. They are gonna. I mean, they're gonna loosen up these restrictions here this summer. I have a feeling they have to.
They're gonna loosen them, and everyone's gonna end up with COVID.
I don't think so. I think
I do. Already, they're seeing spikes.
Well, I mean, the thing is, if these vaccinations work, we don't have to worry if you're there and you're vaccinated.
Well, here's the problem. They've mentioned Pfizer and Moderna now. You might have to get a third vaccination and then a yearly one.
I don't know any about that, but I'm just saying, like, eventually they're going to have to get these parks back to 100%. And, I mean, it was just like... Okay,
I agree, but it was too soon.
Well, I mean, it was like Marathon Weekend, right? And Scott and I have done this years and years doing Dopey, is that you go down a Marathon Weekend and you are going to get sick. I mean, it's just... You run and you don't sleep, and you run, you know, 50 miles, and you're grabbing waters. It's kind of gross. Mm-hmm. People are sweating, spitting, puking. And the thing is, like, you come home with some kind of a bug every single time. I mean, we don't want COVID, obviously. Nobody wants something like that. But I mean, people are going to have to make a choice. Like, if you don't want to be around people, you just don't go to Walt Disney World for the next 18 months. I mean, it's as hot as it's going to be.
Well,
if you're comfortable, you go.
Right. Right, but here's the thing. They are doing a good job, they're doing a good job at a low capacity.
Yep.
So that's
I still think it's a high capacity, to be honest. I don't know.
Did you see I mean, I saw a line a couple days ago for Magical Express, man. It was killer long.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's people there.
Yeah, well, yeah, because of spring break.
Yep.
Right now, they're at their capacity. So I think, what is it, 35%?
That's what they said. Yep.
It almost makes me wonder if their old capacity was 35%. Like, I know they'll never say that, but like, I feel like when we were there, like in the summer and the fall, like it felt like how it did. I don't know. Like,
we don't. Yeah. The thing is, nobody knows, right? Because 35% of what?
Right.
And they never tell you how many people are in a park. I mean, who knows?
Right. But they are telling you that their capacity is 35%.
Right.
So.
But is it 35% of New Year's Eve, which I think is what it is?
35%. Yeah. They've hit 35% for the spring break, for the holidays. So that's the difference. People now have gotten used to where normal times are at 20%, 25%. They're not. You know, and then everyone's amazed by, oh my God, the lines and they're at 35%. Well, think about it. When they're at 100% fully open, we really didn't complain because we had fast pass, we had all those things to ease up the lines.
Yeah,
and that's what makes the difference.
I think too, they need to open up all the restaurants because there's really no reason not to have like a Columbia Harbor House or like a Casey's with mobile order.
Well, Columbia Harbor isn't open for a reason.
Well, no, Casey's could do it with mobile order, right? You just don't, you're not allowed to queue up to stand it because the only place that you get crowded in there is when you're standing in the lines to traditional order.
Yes.
If you take that out, you just swoop in, grab your food, and go outside and eat, you're good. I mean, Scott's right.
Yeah, go in one door and out the other.
But, you know,
they have the two doors.
But the thing is, like, they're bringing back a lot of cast members. So if they open a couple other resorts, say open like a Riverside, or even it's probably a French Quarter first because it's smaller, you know, open up, you know, maybe another All Stars. Boardwalk opens back up or something like that. You're spreading people out, more restaurants. You're spreading people out.
Yes.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be, I mean, like I said, we've been talking about this for a year, but we'll see how it goes, but I'm excited to get down there. We'll find out.
I'm jealous you're going back.
Oh dude. I'm not even going to the parks until Sunday. So, and I'm landing on Thursday. So we'll see.
Right.
I don't have anything park reservations till then.
Yeah. But, like, my cousins were there for the past week, and I'm like, oh, I want to go. I wanted to go so badly. And it's like, but I knew better. Stay home, save the money, you know, because I have to have enough for the 50th, because you know the merchandise is going to be outrageous that day.
Right.
You know, because I know I'm not getting on rides for the most part.
Somebody's got it, though. So, that's why I look at it. I mean, just pick what I would. What
well,
I'll
they
do
can,
is
and I'll go in the stores.
Well, you could do that, too. Yeah, exactly. Hey, if you're not a merchandise, I'm not a merchandise guy. Like,
right.
I'll go ride rides because I'm cheap. Like, I already paid for that. All right, hey, I got to roll because I got three calls stacked up. But Alfred, we'll talk to you next Sunday night.
Yep.
All right.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you then. All right. Bye, Scotty.
See ya.
All right. Let's get this next call. All right. We have our next call on the line. Hey, who's joining us? Hello, caller.
Hey, what's up, Mike and Scott? It's David from Texas.
Hey,
what's
David.
Up, guys?
David from Texas. Hey, I remember you last week.
That's right. How's it going?
Yeah, man. Heck yeah, man. Yeah, I'm trying to jump in. I've got some pressing questions, and I'm like, man, I've been a listener for like 2 years, and I thought, man, let's just start calling in and talking to you guys one on one. You know,
absolutely
perfect opportunity.
I love it, man. Thanks for calling in. So, what's going on?
Yeah, I was going to talk about Disneyland today, and you know, I mean, I think we could all probably kind of, you know, try our best to predict when it's going to be open up to outside residents, outside of California residents. But my wife and I were thinking, let's plan a trip to Disneyland. It might be slower there with the October rush to the world. And I was thinking, what do you guys think? And then we were also looking at off-property Disneyland. I know Scotty's been there a few times. So I thought, is there any off-property to stay at just in case we can't get Disneyland Resort, for example?
So what do you say, Scott?
Yeah, so I'll start there. You're right. There's so many great off-site hotel options for Disneyland. I think a lot of guests prefer those, honestly. I prefer to stay on site. That's just me. I like the Disney bubble. But my favorite is it's called the Fairfield Inn, and it's on it's right there on Harbor Boulevard. It's a few buildings down from the IHOP, which is right across the street from where you enter like Disneyland from Harbor Boulevard. So that's one I recommend. But it's the only one I've been to. So I can't really like compare to a lot of the other ones, but there's so many other great ones out there, but I really like it. They have the rooms kind of themed to Disney, you know, like, which I'm guessing like offsite does that, like Walt Disney World too. Maybe other ones do, but you get, when they do fireworks, like you can see the fireworks right from there. Like, it's awesome. Like, I remember the first time we stayed there, like Space Mountain was like right outside our window. So it was pretty awesome.
Space Mountain / IHOP was out right outside your window. Sounds so weird.
Yeah, and I'm sure David, you'll probably see a lot of comments in our chat too, because we got a lot of Disneyland listeners in here too, and everyone kind of has their opinion on which one they kind of go to for the Good Neighbor ones. And like, I think you can't really lose at any of them, right? I think they're all pretty good. But man, if you can get out at the Disneyland Hotel or Grand Californian, that's where I highly recommend.
You know, here real quick, David, the one people ask me about all the time as a travel agent, I've never been to Disneyland, right? It's the Candy Cane Inn. And I swear, I don't know what the deal is with this hotel. It's got to be just the name. Like, who doesn't want to stay at the Candy Cane Inn? It's just like, it's super popular.
I looked at that. That popped up today as one of the Good Neighbors. I was looking at it just today and I thought, what is this? You know, the rooms actually look pretty, I mean, they look pretty, it was pretty nice updated rooms. And I thought, you know, and they have, the Good Neighbors have a package, you know, that's pretty good. And I didn't really realize all those things because I've never been to Disneyland, but it's actually a shorter drive. Cause you know, we talked about last week we talked about rental car prices going up. Well, flights have gone up significantly too in cost. So we're like, well, which place can we drive to? Do we drive to Disneyland or Disney World? Save a little bit of money, and it's actually from where we're at 16 hours at Disneyland, so I'm actually closer to the land than the world. So I thought maybe we could plan that.
I love
you know
hack,
and try to get that going.
Your hack is perfect though, to go to Disneyland on October 1st. Like, that has never ever crossed my mind. So if it is open, I mean, that's like the ultimate, like, everybody goes to Space Mountain first. I'm going to Pirates. Like, that's the, like, everybody else is going right. We're going to the left coast. Like, that is so funny.
We're going to the left, man. We're going to the land. Because it's going to be like, you know, the first couple weeks of October during fall break, I thought, man, it might work out. People, I don't know. We'll see.
David, I'm just saying, like, if they open that up, I might reconsider my reservation. I'm just saying, and I'll join
you. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, because we're going to go back. The world's going to, you know, you got 18 months. So, I mean, now don't get me wrong. If I get an October trip, someone says, hey, you could go October 1 to the world and celebrate this. I don't care how busy it is. It'd be an experience. But if I really, you know, if I can't get that, man, let's try this other one and see what it looks like. And it's on our bucket list. It's somewhere we want to go. So I thought, man, kind of look around until we get going. You know, Scott, with those off-site resorts, I've heard some things about Disneyland, about the outside properties, and there's a lot of walking. Is it reasonable to walk down the sidewalk of Disneyland if you're staying a quarter mile away or whatever?
Yep, it's so reasonable. I would just say, so the one thing that like really threw me off the first time is that, you know, because it's off property, right? So it's not on Disney property. So you'll see like, and there's like a bus station right there, kind of like where you cross from like Disneyland. So you'll see some homeless people sometimes there, which is kind of different. You know, you're leaving an awesome day at the magical parks and then you see some homeless people, but that's okay. But then like you'll see cast members like in their cast outfit. Like I'll see someone like from Radiator Springs waiting for a bus. You know, it's kind of different.
At Taco Bell.
But the walks are super close.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's even close enough where you can feel comfortable taking a midday break, you know, like, and like maybe we'll, cause we did this the last time we were there, in 2019, I think the last time we went to Disneyland, obviously not 2020. We took midday breaks and we would go to the pool at the Fairfield, you know, and just relax. And, you know, there's a Pizza Hut there. We would go to the Pizza Hut. This is kind of random, but we have like a little pizza poolside and then we just walk back later that night. It was awesome.
That's pretty cool. That's kind of what we're looking at. And then I'm also telling my family, hey, I think these are just going to be, we could probably one day park at each one day at Disneyland, one day at California Adventure. And I think that'd get us enough. And maybe if we can do a third day, just go to what we missed, you know, I think that'd be,
I'd recommend a park hop. Yeah. I'm just going to throw it out there though. Like it is the easiest thing to park hop. I remember once, like, we were in Disneyland, David. This is really funny. We were in Disneyland, and I loved, like, the Starbucks collector mugs, like, Wish You Were Here series or Been There series.
Oh, me too, man. Yeah, I'm with you on that one, man. I'm amazed. Yeah, yeah.
Yep, so we're in Disneyland. We're in the back by Big Thunder, and I looked at my daughter, Emily. I'm like, dang it, we forgot to get a California Adventure mug while we were here. I was like, maybe we should go over there. And my wife is like, no, I'm not walking over there. But if you two want to, you can. So Emily and I, we hop over, we get the mug, we actually go on the Incredicoaster. We did like three attractions and like came back and in like 40 minutes, you know. And my wife wasn't even like, oh, you were gone that long. She was like, oh, that was actually pretty quick.
That's crazy. That's
pretty quick.
It's so checked awesome. So I would definitely recommend the park.
That's awesome. Okay, that sounds pretty cool. Well, that's kind of on our list. We're just trying to come up with ideas. Just like everybody trying to figure out a way to get back to somewhere, you know.
You don't have to park hop. I mean, I know there's a cost associated with it, right? But like, depending on like how the park hours are, or if you're just like, if you're in Disneyland, you're like, dang, I'd like to try Guardians of the Galaxy one more time. Like, it's not like I gotta take a bus and then hop over on a monorail and do all this. Like, it's gonna take me an hour. No, it's gonna take you 10 minutes, you know, to get to the other park.
That's
so it's totally
good.
Worth it to me.
Yeah, because really at the World, I'm kind of anti park hopper just because of my kid's size. It's like, man, it's a little bit of work to do all what we gotta do. So I mean, I'd rather just stay at one park. But if it's a quick walk, man, that sounds pretty easy. I mean, I'm all in on that. All right, cool. Well, I guess it's everybody's guess then. When they're going to open up for outside of California residents, out, you know, who knows? Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, I think that one's up to the government, which kind of makes you a little.
That's
going to
be tough.
So messed up.
It's going to be tricky.
Yeah, I mean, we got listener Chris in here, who's from California, out by Disneyland, and actually said his dad helped design that Fairfield that you stayed at, which is very,
awesome. Yeah,
very,
I love
very
that.
Cool.
I love that resort. Yeah.
Very, very cool. But yeah,
there's actually like a Panera. Not to go all in on the Fairfield, but there's a Panera like right by there. And like, this is what we would do. We would wake up and we'd wake up super early because we're on the east. You're kind of more central, so maybe you won't wake up as early as we do when we're out there. But I'd mobile order the Panera. We'd grab it and then we would just like walk it. And then while we like waited to rope drop, we would just eat our breakfast and have our coffee. And like, it was just perfect.
That's not a bad deal. Panera's all good, man. You know what you're going to get. You can just, it's easy to plan that too. Pretty nice.
So easy,
all right. Heck yeah.
I know you could order it the night before, right? When you're walking back from the previous night.
Oh, man. He's like your personal concierge here, David. He's got you
hooked
up for
breakfast. He's hooking me up. I mean, this plan is getting set up because, I mean, really, we were just looking at today. So I thought, I'm going to call in today and just talk about it. That Disneyland has to, you know, they're staying busy with different things. I'm glad they're opening back up. I'm excited for the California residents. I mean, obviously, they've been waiting forever. So it's, you know, it's good for them, you know. As soon as they open it up, though, I thought that might be our that might be our way to get somewhere for vacation at fall break.
Yeah, we gotta burn this this tape here so nobody hears your strategy, because this is brilliant.
I know, man.
And how have I not heard? I have not heard a peep of this strategy anywhere on Twitter anywhere. Like, this is, it never crossed my mind. But it's I mean, if you don't have to be in Walt Disney World for the 50th. I'm going the other way. I just love that.
It's
so great.
Yeah, we just edit all this out. We'll just keep it something else.
We're talking like 65% discount on the Disneyland hotel.
Yeah, we're like, this is David from Texas. Oh, wait. Oh, next caller is we got Marlessa from New York.
Well, cool, guys. Thanks for the help again today, and hopefully I'll touch base with you guys next week. We'll
all righty, buddy.
Keep the discussion going.
All right, you have a good week. Thanks for the great conversation. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Talk to you guys later. See you. Bye.
Yeah. So Chris is spot on with the McDonald's. Like, I was trying to go the healthier route, but I'll be honest, the girls get Panera, and I always get McDonald's.
That's right. Hey, by the way, I've been having all not spicy chicken, but the crispy chicken sandwiches.
Yeah.
Dairy Queen today. Very solid.
Really?
Unexpected, too. Okay, we have our next caller. I believe it's Eric up in Connecticut. Is it Eric?
Hey, yes, it is. How are you?
What's up? Sorry about the wait. I'm doing great.
Oh, hey, no problem. You're getting calls, and that's great. I want to say that when we went out there, I think I said this before, to Disneyland, we stayed at the Parkview, which is directly across the crosswalk that brings you to the main entrance to Disneyland. And it was a little bit less than some of the chains, because I think it's an independent. The IHOP is right in the parking lot, and there's a Cold Stone.
Oh, the ice cream place? Now you're going to totally have me heading out to Disney.
The Cold Stone's right there.
Oh,
so I'm just going to put in for that. And the other thing, the Candy Cane Inn, the reason why you're probably hearing so much people wanting to go to it, they advertise themselves sometimes as being the closest to the parks. But what they're really is, they're really on a notch of property that kind of juts into where DCA is. So, like, they bought Disney owns the whole block, but not this little area at the end right behind Cars Land. So the Candy Cane Inn, so from time to time, will advertise themselves as the closest to Disneyland. Maybe if you hop the fence, you're the closest to Disneyland.
And I was like, that's going to be a long walk.
if you're a bird.
Yeah, you have to walk... You have to walk like a third to a half of a mile to get to the entrance from them. Although technically they are the closest.
I just think it's right. Okay, so you're going up against your competition's like the Fairfield, the Howard Johnson, and you call yourself the Candy Cane Inn. Like, I mean, it's just brilliant. Like, that, it sounds way more fun to stay in the Candy Cane Inn than
I just want to call it the Candyland Inn, like the game board.
Absolutely.
Board game.
It's a hack.
You're thinking that you're leaving right from Fantasyland going into Candy Cane Inn. It's got to be the same thing.
Exactly. I mean,
there's got to be little elves and dwarves everywhere.
Totally. I've never been there, and I'm like, oh, Candy Cane Inn. That sounds way more fun than Howard Johnson, even though, like, if it was like a 70s Howard Johnson with like the triangle and the restaurant, dude, I'm all in. I mean, I love that.
That was our, when I used to go back in the 70s, we used to stay at Disney World at the Good Neighbor Lake Buena Vista area. And we always stayed at the Howard Johnson. They had these great, it was one of those hotels with the interior glass elevators. So I remember just going in there and being one of those annoying people who would just push the buttons. So I could go all the way up and watch everyone below go further away and closer and just ride the elevator. It was like its own ride.
Oh, yeah.
I was easy to amuse.
Yes, I remember I was speed skating one time at a competition. I think it was in Fort Smith, Arkansas. In the hotel, it was like a Hyatt or something. They had like a, you know, 9-story interior glass elevator, dude. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. We rode that thing so many times.
So I have a really dumb question. Like, wasn't there a baseball player named Howard Johnson?
Oh,
like,
yeah, for the
hotel
Mets.
Chain named
yes,
after
there was.
Him?
Yeah, yeah. Mets.
No, I don't think it was
for the
named.
New York Mets.
Yeah,
I always think of him, though, when I hear Howard Johnson. Like, oh, is this his hotel chain? But it can't possibly be, right?
Yeah, but he was Hojo. Yeah, he killed the Cardinals sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember him in the 80s.
That's what we would, I was a Mets fan at the time, and we used to yell Hojo when he came up on the field. Hojo and Mookie Wilson.
Oh,
that
Mookie
was a great
Wilson. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Wasn't it Mookie Wilson who hit the ball between Bill Buckner's legs? I think it was. He scored. You're right. He's the one that scored.
He scored the run.
Yep.
We're about to lose the rest of your
audience.
We are,
but sorry, man. You start talking baseball, it's all over.
That was my fault.
You set us up.
That's okay. I have two things. First, when it comes to Topolino, when I get there, even though I'm a foodie and I will pay through the nose for any high-end food experience, when I get out of when I land at Disney and I'm getting into the hotel, especially if it's a late night, the best thing in the world is to go to the pizza window and pick up some breadsticks and marinara sauce and just bring those back to the bring them back to the hotel and chow down on that. It's like it's my Disney comfort food. And I know people are saying he likes the pizza. That's weird. But it's just like it's become kind of like a tradition. And I don't think I'm in Disneyland until I have those breadsticks and sit down and dip them in the marinara.
I'm at the Hilton. At first, then we're going over to Coronado, but after the competition, yeah, but no, I get it. You know what? Because we used to always stay at Pop Century, and I'd immediately always get a tie-dye cheesecake because we'd usually get there. We get there late at night. I'd just get that. And okay, the same thing, right? For me, it was like as soon as I ate a tie-dye cheesecake, I was officially on vacation, right? That was my first little splurge, and you could only get it at Pop, kind of the same thing. So I don't,
everyone has their little thing, I guess,
right?
So my question to you when it comes to the Disney news, did you catch that Disney has updated its cast member appearance guidance?
I did.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
I'm about to show off my tats.
They're allowing some jewelry now, some tattoos. And I'm kind of all for it, honestly. I think it's about time. I wonder how they're going to handle things like tattoos down Main Street. Or the earrings, because they do try to theme sometimes even the look of the people to the land. Do you think they would allow it, but would just allow like certain tattoos? They would just find a place for that person in Adventureland or something like that? Or do you think it's just going to be where it's just like open general?
Well, Scott, I saw a picture of somebody. Now, again, it wasn't like they're not around right now, but like a suffragette or like they don't have the mayor right now. But before that, they had kind of like a town councilman. It was Jim Doyle. You saw those characters obviously won't be able because they won't fit you're not going to have Cinderella with like a big tat, right? It's just not going to happen because they're face characters. But I did see, one of the Main Street attendants had a tattoo. I mean, you could see it right there in the red uniform. So I don't think they're going to hide them. And I think it's just one of those things we're just going to kind of have to, get used to it. If it bothers you, I mean, seriously, come on now. You're Walt Disney World.
It doesn't really bother me.
I mean, I know it's traditional. Sure, like there was a look. Yeah. I mean, times change. A little bit.
That's the thing. Yeah. Times change. Like I'm all for it. And I think it's going to be general, Eric. I think it's just going to be wherever like that person is trained for. I don't think they're going to not train them to be like a Main Street cast member because they have a tattoo. I think the opportunity will be there for anyone that like falls in those categories, but I'm excited about it. I'm all about traditions. We're talking about baseball. Like, I'm a big baseball fan with like all the traditions there, but like sometimes traditions just have to be broken and you just kind of have to live in the now. And I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I was just wondering what you all thought. All right. Hey, looks like we're coming up on time. Maybe you could get one last caller and have a great rest of your night, okay?
I got it. All right, producer.
Eric's
producer
the Eric.
That's
the
right.
Ghost.
That's the producer.
Yeah, that was awesome.
All right, okay, have a good one, Eric. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
I'm going to press the button and send them over to you now.
Yeah, that's right. See you, Hojo. See you later. Bye. He's right, though. Hojo, dude, he killed the Cardinals in the 80s.
Yeah.
I remember him. Oh, my God. Those bad memories. That team, Dwight Gooden and Daryl Strawberry.
So I'm surprised that you stay at Hojo's. Maybe that's why you don't.
No, I've never been at a Hojo's. I've eaten at a Hojo's with my grandparents. We have one in Florissant, but never stayed at the hotel. All right, we have our last caller of the night. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. It's Olivia from North Carolina.
Olivia from North Carolina. What's going on? Say hi to Scott.
Hi, Scott. And Mike, thank you so much for my shout out. I think it was a few weeks ago now, but thank you so much. It made me feel very special.
Well, hey, that's
when you're talking about Olivia's the restaurant, you gave me a shout out. So
yeah, I mean, we can't, Scott and I, we can't get enough of your buttermilk chicken. We're just saying, it's so good.
I can't.
Yeah, I'm the best cook. I get that a lot. So.
What's going on?
So Mike, I know you've talked a lot about going to Disneyland. I was wondering if anyone has told you that while you're in California, Southern California, you should go to Catalina Island. Has anyone told you that?
No, but we read a book. I always read a book with my sixth graders called Island of the Blue Dolphins, which took place on Catalina Island. So I've always been curious about. Now, here's the thing. Okay, this is my daughter, right? Cheerleader. She's so different from her older sister, Paige, who actually she graduates with her master's degree in 2 weeks from Mizzou. So she's graduating again.
Awesome.
I know. Tell me about it. So now, get a real job. That's okay. Have your fun. Okay. Once you got a master's degree, you got to start adulting. But no. But like she was on to sports. Mallory, of course, I want to go to Disneyland. But what does she want to do? She wants to go down Rodeo Drive and all that stuff. I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? We're going to go all the way out there and have to go down to Beverly Hills and. That's not me.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm Mike in the Midwest. I'm not Mike in 90210. You know, I'm not Brendan.
You do. I get like some In-N-Out burger, though.
Yeah, I do. My dad talks
about that. Yeah, Beverly Hills is.
No, thanks.
It's an interesting place for sure. Yeah, I was in a little bit of culture shock when we went down there. It's interesting. But, hey, if you have to go all the way up there, maybe you should go to the Santa Monica Pier, too, because it's kind of neat.
I've heard about
ride bikes on the boardwalk there. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, I'll try. Yeah, the whole thing is I got to do like it all, right? Because I've never been, and I mean I'll go back, I'm sure, at some point. But it's taken me 47 years plus to get there the first time, so I gotta you know it's hard.
I think once you go there once though, you're gonna be like, oh man, Disneyland is awesome. There's lots of other things to do in California,
but it's Rams country. I hate the Rams. Sorry, Dad. My dad's doing the Rams radio again this year. So he called me. He's so excited. He's like, guess what? I'm doing the Rams again. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. I'm so happy for you.
So wait, why don't you like the Rams? Is it because they left St. Louis?
Right. Yeah, I'm bitter at the whole NFL because they've done that to us twice. I know we're talking sports again, but the Cardinals left and the Rams. And so I'm just like, done. College football is where it's at for me. So anyhow. So
I thought you might like Catalina Island is because you might know more about this than I do, but it was like the Cubs, the owner of the Cubs team a long time ago, he owned a big part of the island or something, and that's where the Cubs would always do their spring training.
Really?
Was at Catalina Island, or at least this is what I was told when this feels a little fuzzy now, but yeah, it's got like a sports history, and it's neat because it's like its own little town and everything. It takes like an hour to get there on like a ferry really fast. It's like booking it. But you buy it on Groupon. It's not too expensive. And it's interesting because they have like a whole, like a high school out there and stuff. And like my friend is a teacher in Southern California. And she said like her students have to like go out to Catalina Island on the ferry to like play games against the high school out there sometimes. So it's a neat little place, but I thought you would like it. It's got kind of a sports history, and of course it's got the bison or buffalo or something. I obviously really know what I'm talking about here. I don't really know, but it's a fun place. It's beautiful. You would really like it, Mike. You have to go there while you're in Southern California.
So just a few quick notes that I took there. I don't know if I want to go on a ferry that I buy a ticket on Groupon that goes lightning speed, like you said. That kind of makes me a little nervous, and I don't know if you can see the video, but I'm wearing a hooded sweatshirt for the St. Louis Cardinals, and you're talking about a Cubs destination. And it's an island.
I thought about that after I said it.
That could be like my worst nightmare, right? I get trapped on a Cubs island because my Groupon was only a one-way Groupon, and I can't get home. That'd be the worst.
No, it's a round trip Groupon, but I will say, Mike, I know you get motion sick. I know we've talked about this before because I also get motion sick. I will tell you, it was like a scientific phenomena. It was like the weirdest thing. On the way to Catalina Island, I got sick. And like half the boat was getting sick. It was a really strange, like everybody was getting super seasick. And on the way back, I didn't get sick. Nobody else got sick. There was something going on. I guess just like the waves were extra choppy or something, but I'm not going to lie to you. Everybody was kind of like running to the bathroom, like leaning over the side. It was really strange. It was a lot of people. And then on the way back, everybody was fine. It was really strange. I'm not going to lie to you. I probably just scared you. You're not going to go now.
No, probably not.
Oh man. Well, okay. Here's another thing you can do. You could get, cause my, you know, like I said, my teacher friend, she hooked me up while we were down there. We did all sorts of cool things. You could get a Groupon for a much more calm boat to go whale watching. And we saw some whales and that was really cool.
Now that would be
does
sweet.
That sound cool?
No, that sounds better than going to the Cubs spring training area. Yes, absolutely. Yes. You know what? Because I'm trying to think, I have not seen the Pacific Ocean. Because I've been to California because I've been to Yosemite. I went and hiked in Yosemite, but I've never The Merced was as far as we went. So I've never seen the Pacific Ocean. So yeah, that'd be cool.
Well, you know, it's not good to swim in, right?
No,
you know,
but I want to see it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
I'd like to see
it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's a really cool place for sure.
I dipped my toe in Galveston Bay when I was down in Houston, and that was pretty gross. But I just wanted to say I dipped my toe in Galveston Bay. Yeah, place that was rough looking down there. I was like, okay, I hope my toe is still attached when I drive back to St. Louis in 24 hours because it was gross. I don't know. They just had like a spill or something, and all the crud was being washed up. It was not.
Oh, my
pretty.
God. Yeah, wow, you're brave.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to, you know, you live once. And I had 10 toes, right? So I figured, worst case, you know, I lose a big toe, I still have 9. You know, and I'm good. I'm still in business.
Well, see, you're like, my boyfriend, he swam in the Pacific Ocean, even though it was freezing, because he's like, oh, I want to say I swam in the Pacific Ocean. I didn't even touch the water. I was like, okay, you go do that. Have fun. I'm just going to look at the Pacific Ocean. That is enough for me. But one more thing that you should do while you're down there is the Warner Brothers Studio Tour. It's like in, where is it? Burbank? It's like where, maybe it's where Walt Disney Studios is too. It's like the actual Hollywood part of town where they like actually do all the movie making. And it's still a working studio. It's where they filmed like, well, they were still doing it when I was there, but like Big Bang Theory and Ellen and like all that kind of stuff. But the Warner Brothers Studio Tour, now that is really neat. And you get to see like the warehouse where they keep all the props and just like walk through. It's kind of like, isn't that what Hollywood Studios, right. I was pretty young, but used to be,
tour.
Right?
Yeah, the Backlot Tour sounds like that, yeah.
MGM Studios. Yeah, it was like the back, yeah. It's like that, but I think it's like, you know, several hours long and everything. But that was pretty cool. And I have one question for you real quick, Mike. Do you like the Enchanted Tiki Room? Are you a tiki room person? Or do you think it's boring? This is kind of random now, but
see, I like it for the history. Like I'm nostalgic for it just because I've been into the fandom so long, and I know that like it's because of the tiki room we have so much today. I like the history of it. Now, in isolation, like if I had to watch it like 5 times a day, probably not. But I don't know, Scott, how do you fall on that one? Because I do like it, and I try to, but I don't do it every trip. I probably do it every third trip or so.
You know me, Mike. I love
what
those,
do you think, Scott?
I love those classics, and it's great to me. I love being in that room. I love it when, because there's, even though I know it so well, like I keep thinking like, oh yeah, that one scene's about to happen, and, or like the rain, the big thunderstorm is about to happen. I can't wait for this.
Like,
you know,
that,
it's like
yeah.
things you kind of like forget about. And then like when they're about to happen, you realize like, man, I really do love this. And I always am singing the Seven Dwarves when I walk out of there with excitement and I'm ready to do it again. So I absolutely love it.
So Scott, forgive me if I'm wrong, but is it not, I went to Disneyland for one day, but I didn't really do it in a good way because it was like a long time after my, like it had been a while since I've been to Disney World. And then it was a while until I went back. So I have trouble comparing how everything is, but don't people say the one in Disneyland is, I guess, enhanced compared to the Disney World version. Is it that way, Scott? Does that sound right? Or
I want to say so because I believe they cut some of it at World, kind of like they did Country Bear Jamboree. They cut some, like they cut a sing or a song. I believe the same is with World. I'm sure if I'm wrong, the chat will correct me, which is all good. But I believe you are right. And plus, the other thing with Disneyland, you can take your Dole Whip in there, which makes it all
that'd all be better. Way better. That would be sweet. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, okay. When I was in Disney World in March, they were letting people do that. I think they had just started letting people do that. But wait, did they stop, though, because of COVID and everything? Did they take it away again?
Yeah, because you have to take your mask off in there. And, like, I don't know. I don't know if they would be.
Yeah, because then you're inside with a mask off. Yeah, I would say probably not. That's probably not.
But, oh, you guys are right, though. The Dole Whip, like, enhances the experience.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, the Tiki Room, I think, is so much fun. And I'm, like, in there, and I'm, like, kind of dancing, and I'm eating my Dole Whip. And then I look around, and I realize that, like, nobody else is really into it. And I didn't realize that some people find it boring. I think it's the Dole Whip, though. I've never been in it without a Dole Whip. So I really think that's the key there.
One personal note for me with the Tiki Room. So, you know, there's the 8 female birds that come around like in the second scene. And they're like in pairs. So one of them is named Gigi. And Emily called her great grandma, Gigi, Elizabeth's, my wife's grandma, Gigi. And the other one is named Josephine. which is the name of Elizabeth's other grandma.
No way.
They have both passed since then, but it's just kind of cool. Like whenever time I'm in the tiki room, I think like there's Elizabeth's grandmas hanging out together all the time in the tiki room. It's just a cool moment
for me. That's really cool.
Yeah, that is so sweet.
I try to sit in the same spot if I can, where like they're facing you, so that we're like looking at them. It's just a weird. I know we have so many weird things we do when we go to Walt Disney World, but that's one of them for me.
Yeah, but it's a tradition. Yeah, you got to keep up the tradition. Mm-hmm. That is so sweet. But I think you're gonna like the tiki room a little bit more in Disneyland because there's something about California. I guess it's the nice weather that I swear. Like Disneyland is just more relaxed in general than Disney World. So it's like, you're going to be like so relaxed and you're going to get a Dole Whip and you're going to go in there and the tiki room's just going to hit different. You know, have you heard the kids say that it's going to hit different?
Yeah. You're totally hip. That's cool. Yeah. Here's the thing though. And Scott knows this. Okay. So in Steve Forrester and I are like this way and I love Carousel of Progress, right? Dude, I fall asleep like so. Like, American Adventure,
yeah.
Man, I'm just like boom. I don't even make the second scene, and I think it's what you just said, right? The weather's probably more comfortable in California, where in World, I'm just like I hit that ice cold air conditioning. I'm so hot, tired. I'm just like
exhausted,
and I'm like, oh, yeah. I just missed the Carousel of Progress, like one of my favorite things. But I got a good nap, so yeah. And I've fallen asleep in Tiki Room. And it's hard to fall asleep in the Tiki Room because it's not real comfortable. But trust me, I can.
I was gonna say, is there even a back on those chairs? Or
yeah, I think there is. Yeah, there's a back.
I've been with Steve when he's falling asleep in the tiki room, and then I kid you not, it was after a cruise. It was so hot, and we got out of the tiki room. It was like, I'm out. I'm going back to the resort.
I was there. I remember that day. It was packed. It was so crowded. Yes. No, I think that's what it is too. I mean, I kind of learned to fall asleep sitting up in staff meetings as a teacher. So yeah, that's I can sleep anywhere. Hey Olivia, we appreciate the call, and I'm looking up Catalina Island tonight when I'm watching some baseball.
Okay, I probably, like I said, I feel like I've convinced you to never go, but yeah, take a look. It's really pretty. If nothing else, it's a really pretty place.
I'll be on Groupon.com checking it all out.
Yes, that's right.
All right.
Well, thank you guys so much. I hope you guys have a great night.
You too. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank
Give us a call.
You.
Thanks, Olivia. Bye bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for tonight's live call show. Man, we had a lot of West Coast talk and we didn't even plan to go there. I like that. Fun. So what do you got going on this week? What's up?
The snow, I might be golfing in the snow on Tuesday.
Right.
It's going to work is kind of crazy. So just trying to get caught up on work. Hopefully I can do that, get caught up and relieve some stress there, but, just relax, watch some baseball. How about you?
Yeah, same thing. Just, booking trips. That's what we do. And
I'm starting to run
time.
Again. I'm starting to run again.
I
hit a crazy peak. So like 5-6 years ago, man, I lost a whole bunch of weight. I was like at 280. It's kind of like when I started listening to the podcast, actually, when the lizards were forming, I got down to like 190, something ridiculous. When we actually first met, Mike, I was like at my best. And then in the last few years, I've just gained it back up and like I'm motivated and I'm ready to get back out there. For the lizards, you might see me posting a lot more in the lizards group because I need that motivation. So looking forward to it.
And we're all behind you there because we're all kind of going on that journey. And that brings up a good point. You know, we haven't talked about this much lately, but hey, if you are somebody who likes to walk, who likes to run, walk, a lot of us are the run walk folks from the Galloway method, but just drop by Facebook. We got the lizards group. It's BOGP lizard. No, it's Be Our Guest Lizards. My apologies. Yeah. The words Be Our Guest Lizards. Just ask to join. It's a private group, but Mike Bankhead, our captain, takes care of it. He checks it every few days. So be patient. He works overnights a lot and he's busy, but he'll get you in.
He's
there.
Been running like at 3 a.m. or something ridiculous like that.
I'll get up, you know, because I get up at 5:15. I'll be like, but Mike Bankhead just completed an activity. I'm like, good Lord, it's 5:15. Like, what?
I know.
Like, how did he already get done? I see that. I'm just like,
Whoa. He wants to be the first one done every day.
Thanks, Mike. No, I'm second. No, and it's so what it is. It's not, I'm super competitive, but it's not competitive. What it is, it's everybody celebrating these journeys, right? We all go through our peaks and valleys of our running, our walking, our fitness journey. There's always somebody there cheering you on. I mean, we got lizards right here in the chat as we're talking more or less of Wade. Wade has done a half marathon for, I think it's about 58 weekends in a row at this point.
58 or 59. Yeah.
You know, people are just doing crazy personal journeys, personal challenges. And you post a little picture there, you get the encouragement. I'm telling you, it means a lot to me.
You make friends for life doing it. Really.
Oh my God. There's a whole group of lizards down there this weekend because we didn't even get a chance to talk about this. This would have been the Star Wars race weekend.
Yep. I was supposed to be there this week, actually. And I I moved it recently to Memorial Day weekend, but when I saw like Neil, the Livelys, Joe, like all of them down there, I was like, dang, I wish we would have kept it. But they're having a good time, it looks like.
That's right. Which is great. Cheerleading took over for me. I'm a cheer dad. So, well, you know how bad it is? I'm going out on Thursday. I'm not going to a park till Sunday. That's rough. That's rough.
It's going
to
be tough.
And the thing is, like with the theme park reservations, like I know I'm not, you know, like in 2019 when this all happened, you know, I was just like, I'm just going to run over to the Magic Kingdom. I'll be back in a few minutes, a couple hours. Yeah, it's not happening. Anyway, so we appreciate you hanging out with us. We do this every Sunday night, so plan to join us next Sunday night. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. We hang out for about an hour. We take your calls. We'll talk about anything. You know, David comes in. He's got the secret way to go to Disneyland when the whole rest of the world's a Disney World. Yeah. This is what we do. And we could talk about any, you know, questions about
talk about Hojo.
Hojo, that's right. Best offsite hotels. Anything you want to talk about, we'll hit the news of the week right at the top of the show. But join us next Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. We're on Facebook. And thanks to everybody who joined in on YouTube as well. Don't forget, book your next trip with the Magic for Less. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And if you'd like some extra content in your week, and I just want to thank our patrons. You guys are allowing us to do a lot of podcasting, put it out there 4 times a week here on the feed. And of course, the Sunday Night Live show. Just visit patreon.com/brguestpodcast to get all the information. You'll also get Mike in the Midwest every Thursday morning. All right, we are going to get out of here. We'll be back again next Sunday night live. And if you're watching here live, we'll have the trip report coming your way tomorrow. Actually, it's coming out on the feed in 47 minutes if you're watching live. So you get a trip report there. It's one from Boardwalk Villas, which is one of my favorite places to stay. Love Boardwalk. So we're going to have that for you. If you're listening on Thursday, of course, we'll have another show tomorrow as well on the feed. So for Scott, who you can check him out at Epscott on Twitter and Instagram. And don't forget Palm Trees of Disney. Give that a follow as well. I'm at BRGuestMike. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.